BB-8 rolled up beside them and extended a live electrical circuit. He pressed it against the man's body, shocking him from head to toe.
Ow! Hey! What?
The man spluttered. The jacket, Ray said, as if the man didn't know. The droid says you stole it.
Listen, I've had a pretty messed up day, okay? So I'd appreciate it if you didn't accuse me of being a... Ow!
BB-8 zapped the man again.
Stop it!
Ray was running out of patience. Where'd you get it? It belongs to his master. Recognition slowly dawned on the man's face. He sighed heavily.
His master's dead.
Ray kept her staff pointed directly at the man's head, but any fight seemed to have gone out of him.
His name was Poe Dameron, right? He asked BB-8. He was captured by the First Order. I helped him escape, but our ship crashed. Poe didn't make it.
He sighed again.
I'm sorry.
BB-8 beeped sadly and rolled away to be on his own. Ray almost wished the man were lying, but she could tell he meant every word. So you're with the Resistance? The man paused for a moment before answering.
Obviously. I'm with the Resistance. Yes, I am.
He glanced at her staff and repeated himself.
I'm with the Resistance.
Ray lowered her weapon and helped the man to his feet. She was still wary of him. Ray had paid dearly for trusting others in the past, but something about the stranger felt different. I've never met a Resistance fighter before.
Well, this is what we look like, he said. Some of us. Others look different.
The man was clearly uncomfortable. Ray hoped she hadn't scared him too badly by chasing him through the market, or slamming his head on the ground.
BB-8 says he's on a secret mission, Ray explained. He needs to get back to your base.
Yeah, apparently he's carrying a map that leads to Luke Skywalker and everyone's insane about it.
Ray was stunned.
Luke Skywalker? I thought he was just a myth.
But any further explanations would have to wait. BB-8 raced back toward them, repeating one word over and over again. Stormtroopers. The First Order was there.